In 2008, China initiated a national ban on the use of free plastic bags in supermarkets. 9 years later, the effectiveness of the ban is under fire. Environmentalists, congressional delegates, and even state media outlets are calling its effectiveness and continued relevance into question. Let's do a comparison of before and after then. Has the use of plastic bags been reduced?
Well, first things first, let's talk about the ban, the initial ban in 2008. So the State Council, the chief administrative authority, responded in January 2008 by saying that shops, supermarkets, and sales outlets cannot can no longer use plastic bags that less than 2.025 millimeters thick. So basically, this kind of plastic bags can no longer be produced by any manufacturers. And the State Administration of Industry and Commerce also banned on distributing free bags of like shopkeepers and vendors. So the idea is for those plastic bags that are so thin that cannot be reused, we just stop producing them. For the other kind of plastic bags that are not that thin and can be used again or reuse or recycle, we say that we can produce them and can use them, but we stopped providing them free of charge.
Yeah, so I mean, 2 years ago, I guess, when looking at this, the volume of plastic bags used by supermarkets and shopping malls has decreased two-thirds, right? So that's pretty great, according to data released by a 2016 Department Resource Conservation and Environmental Protection. And this is also, all the things that are being used to make bags, that's tons of oil and even like, coal and whatnot to power these places that are manufacturing this stuff. It's not just the resources, but also the power to get these factories to make these resources, right? So you're saving across the board when you're not necessarily making as many bags, and which kind of has been the case. But maybe I can tell you why this needs to happen, I think, because, plastic bags aren't biodegradable, all right? Which means you're probably saying, what does biodegradable mean? Biodegradable means that this thing is consumable and degrades by, I guess, microorganisms, either degrade it down and, it goes away because of them. They eat it or something, I imagine, or other living organisms. So basically, through a natural process, it breaks down and it's good for the environment in that regard. But with the plastic we use, we put it in landfills. So that means maybe dumps. We put it underground, right? Try to forget about it, out of sight, out of mind. You're like, yeah, now it's underground. We don't have to worry about it. But the thing is, these bags take at least 100 years to decompose, and when they decompose, because they're not natural, it releases toxins into the soil and also into the water if there's any water nearby. So, we only have X amount of land, and it's becoming more and more scarce. So, with the more landfills we're filling with plastic, I think this is a realization that this land might not be usable to grow crops when we need it years later with a bigger population. Could be scary. Also, a recent European Commission study on the impact of litter on North Sea wildlife found that some 90% of the birds examined had plastic in their stomachs. I mean, guys, that kind of correlation of 90% and plastic in these birds' stomach, all those things point to this isn't just a minor problem. It's a serious problem. This is going to be on our doorstep again. So I think the worry, reassessing this initiative because of things like this is totally justified, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I can totally understand why the ban has come under fire. Because I think for a lot of us, according to our own personal anecdote, what we see in supermarkets, sometimes we're a little surprised with the official figures saying that two-thirds of plastic bags in shopping malls and supermarkets have been reduced
from using, because it's common when you go to a fresh market and then you see that the vendors almost usually they give it to you for free as a good gesture for a loyal customer and wanting you to come back because they're offering you convenience with the free plastic bags. And in supermarkets, instead of not using plastic bags because now it's being charged, people are actually buying it. And to a lot of people, it seems like plastic bags are still having a pretty fixed place in daily life.
Totally. I think that is why experts are saying the plastic ban is now like just plastic buy. So, and on top of that, I wanted to say as a very nerdy e-commerce fan, now I don't really go to supermarket anymore. I just go to some online platform or apps and ask them to send me all those products that I need. And on that process actually requires some certain kind of packaging. And according to my personal observation, they're still using plastic bags. And on top of that, China's booming delivery industry has also been a greater cause for, well, for this this kind of plastic bags consuming. And according to state media outlet Economic Daily, in 2016, the industry used 12 billion plastic bags and 14.4 billion packing boxes and 24.7 billion meters of adhesive tapes. So basically, that part of the industry is not being, let's say, strictly
regulated.
Strictly regulated, yes.
Yeah. You know, people are kind of talking about what to do about this. Like, how should we take care of this problem? California in 2015 made big news when it announced first the statewide ban on plastic shopping bags beginning in July, I guess, of that year. Large grocery store chains, pharmacies, and other food retailers in the Golden State stopped sending shoppers home with plastic bags. I guess convenience stores and markets, smaller markets, these kind of things followed suit in 2016. San Francisco, I guess, also made headlines in 2007 when it became the first U.S. municipality to ban plastic shopping bags. I guess, you know, other cities have followed suit too around the world in this kind of initiative. But here's the thing. San Francisco, for anyone that's been there, knows it's a special city. It's like a group of people that all have this kind of common mindset. I think very liberal mindset, progressive mindset. So I think it's easy for a city like this to realize that goal. But the rest of the human race, I think, are creatures of habit. You know, we don't necessarily all choose to be around like-minded individuals. We find where the jobs are and we go there, and this is how we live our lives. And so in which case, we don't live in San Francisco's. And so people are saying, let's make the price higher of these bags. I don't think that's necessarily going to stop the people from buying the bags. I mean, okay, here's the mentality. Is in the U.S., smoking, we put a tax on it. I think it's called a sin tax, or maybe that's just the nickname we put on it. Sin being bad, a bad tax on bad things to stop you from doing it. So here in China, maybe you can get a pack of cigarettes pretty cheap. You know, in the U.S., it costs probably $11 for just a pretty okay brand, I guess, of cigarettes. And that's a huge tax. It's like 700%, I think, in some cases. People still buy them. People still smoke these cigarettes, even though they have to pay more. It's not stopping them. So habit, sometimes I think we're creatures of habit, and in which case I don't think a plastic bag being marked up a little bit more is going to stop it. I think people will pay more because maybe they get off work. They didn't plan to go to the grocery store, so they didn't bring their own bags, which I know a lot of people in San Francisco do. They just bring their own bags when they go to the store, these little crochet bags or whatever, and they use those. But that requires planning on knowing exactly how many groceries you're going to have, how many bags you need to bring, you know? It's kind of more work where people are very much inclined to not do as much work. So I think marking up the price of the bags isn't going to change anything. These people, that's a convenience. They can just get them there, get their groceries, go home. They don't have to plan it, right? Also, you know, we see that a ban on the use of plastic bags as it pertains to Jilin province in northeast China, it had its own problems. I guess people, there was this side, so they banned basically, you know, plastic eating utensils and bags. But I guess, you know, they had to crack down on a bunch of merchants and still found that bags managed to sneak their way in to these businesses and still get used. So I don't think a direct ban is necessarily going to solve this as well. But I think providing the option that does what these plastic bags do, but is biodegradable and also maybe composable and sustainable, meaning that it comes from resources that can be regenerated, these kind of things, I think then we can still fulfill the need of people that have these habits. They're always going to have these habits. But at least we're taking care of the problem by realizing our own problems and fixing it that way. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that would be the final destination to solve this problem. But I think we are still like a step ahead of... We are not there yet, because according to the European Plastic Recyclers Association, they did some research on this so-called OXO degradable plastics. That's one of the biodegradable plastic bags Ryan has cited. And apparently, some research suggests that the bags don't actually degrade as well as they claimed. It's not 100%. And second, priming plastic bags for destruction can sometimes itself be an ecological crime. So I'm gonna explain why I say this, because apparently if you bury the plastic bags in a landfill, it probably won't degrade at all, because there is no light or oxygen where this biodegradable plastic bags need to decompose it. And studies of one brand in the US commissioned by one of the plastic bag manufacturers found that the so-called broken down is very dependent on the temperature and the humidity. If it goes slow in cold, it goes slow in cold weather. That is to say, if you put the bags in the soil in winters, it's going to be very slowly for it to decompose. All I'm saying here, it's possible that our technology is not there yet, and we do need some creature in the soil to decompose it, the bags, so we don't know what it will do to the environment. Like, we can't say for sure what it'll do to it. So maybe before that, we should consider the reuse of any kinds of bags at first.
I don't think that's necessarily going to happen. People will still go to the store and buy the bags. I told you, I think reusable bags, people just aren't on the boat with that. They just want the convenience of, this time I got this many groceries, I'm just going to throw them in the bag and get out of here. It's nice to have that option, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily plan their day around their groceries. But I actually think you are wrong on this as well with the bags, because you've listed one minor detail concerning a couple problems in a bunch of very good viable options for this. Like, let me mention compost bag from Belgium. It's made from renewable resources. In fact, you can check on their website. They talk about exactly what you said, about how a lot of bags claim to be this, like a lot of foods claim to be natural,
but
they've
not.
They've actually paid and bought and subscribed to all these national standards to make sure that their bags are this. And in fact, they've done testing on their bags, because their bags are made from vegetable oil and starches. They can be used as fertilizer in gardens, right? So post being used, that can happen to them. They're biodegradable, means they can be decomposed by bacteria or other living organisms. And if these bags end up in the sea, which is why this actually plastic bag phenomenon is called white pollution, because in these sea areas, you just see plastic bags white all over the ocean on the beach, right? If animals eat these bags, it digests just like food. So it's just excreted the normal way. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. You're like, some companies have claimed to be this and they weren't, and so now we should just abandon this initiative.
No,
hold on. Initiative altogether. I'm saying, instead of focusing on the bad, focus on the good. I don't think it's because the reason our technology isn't there is it's because infrastructure isn't there. factories aren't making these kind of plastic bags. They don't want to change over and just start changing all of their production lines to make these bags. Just like Tesla probably isn't. Everybody would love a Tesla. That sounds great. Let's drive a nice, economical electric car. But where do I get my refueling? Where do I power up my car? The infrastructure isn't there. You know, these kind of reasons. Also, people trust plastic bags. I know that sounds crazy. But plastic has been a part of our lives since time immemorial, probably before you were born, probably when your parents were around. It's been something that we've used in our daily lives. So getting everybody to change from plastic to this new, renewable, sustainable, oh, it's made from my food? What is that? It's probably not as good. This kind of uneducated mindset, that takes time. But it's a step in the direction. So I think the technology's there. Maybe it's not necessarily as cheap in some cases, but I think it's there. And what we can continue to do is improve the technology to make it cheaper so that we can start saying, hey, factories, don't produce plastic bags anymore. Start producing these because the technology is there and you can sell them for just as much.
Well, I think that's what we certainly want to see. And with the advancement of technology, usually it does bring down the cost. But after 9 years of banning free plastic bags, we are still not there. Then I don't think we can simply say that it's because of technology is not there. It's simply because of...
Because we haven't given the technology of plants. We haven't actually filled stores with these kind of bags. You've just banned plastic bags and said, all right, you get no other option in the store. You just don't get to use plastic bags anymore.
And also,
no, you need to replace that habit. Then people won't care about the plastic bags or the loss thereof. You know, if you make these stores say, hey, carry these green bags, all of a sudden some Joe Schmo is going to go, some bachelor guy on his way home from work wanting to pick up some groceries, goes to the store and he's like, they're like, hey, would you like a bag? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, they pull out this green bag and he's like, what is this? And they're like, oh, we're not allowed to use plastic bags anymore, but this is a green bag. It's pretty much the same thing. It's just made out of vegetables. He's like, huh, all right.
Well, actually, the banning of plastic bags, that is also something that would probably prove hugely unpopular without offering people
an
option. So that's why the government has not resorted to that as at least not on a national level.
Well said.
And actually, I think a lot of changes have been taken place in the last 9 years. For those who pay attention to a little bit of fashion in China, you'll see that in the duration of those 9 years, tote bags made out of cloth has become more popular. Why am I feeling choked up about that?
Because it's fashion. It's fashion.
And it makes a lot of sense as in the morning. And that's usually when the grandmas and grandpas go for their grocery shopping. You can see them carrying bags that are simply reusable or, you know, those cloth tote bags. But the thing is, also, what I find really interesting is that this is actually an example when economics doesn't really work in real life. That is, upping the price has not influenced people's decision in not using plastic bags. And what's more important, I guess I agree with you, Ryan, to some extent with infrastructure or the lack of, because in order for your biodegradable bags to work or even to have those bags in the first place, you need renewable energy. Where do you get that stuff? It needs to be recycled a lot of the time. And can recycle be sorted out at the time? Well, then you need to go to garbage sorting out of those things, classification, and that's not there.
I also think that we need to educate the public. I mean, who knew about the 90% of these birds that were getting plastic in their stomach? Maybe if people knew the effects of what they were getting from the grocery store so that it was just more convenient, they would say, yeah, let's move towards these kind of different bags. So I think education is important, although it's not the only thing, because even though people know smoking's bad, they still choose to smoke. So despite that, I think we need to try to fill the place, the void of plastic bags, with something else that maybe is biodegradable, that is convenient, that you can get at a store for a similar price. And I think people are moving in that direction.
Yeah, I totally don't agree, because I think even though habit is a powerful thing, I do think we can change people's habit. Take Japan, for example, they recycling things to a very extent, and it's working really well. I know it's going to be a stress life, but I do hope in the future we can all be like that.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. I think
a lot of hopeful.
A lot of education is needed, and that needs to start from schools and also for adults too. And what if, okay, I'm going to propose something more controversial. What if we put on a penalty for those?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't.
No, thanks. No.
Yeah, already no thanks. I'm popular on this show amongst the three of us. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Ho Lin.